And right now, we're going to talk to some of the happy Halloween P1s here at the Snooty Pig, as the great Gordo has the wireless microphone, and he is out and about now. You've left your stationary position, so can you tell me where you are located exactly?
Yeah, Craig, I'm right in front of you, probably about 3 feet in front of me or something like that.
Are you the one eating the microphone like it's something else?
Yeah, use a little better mic technique.
Like it's what?
Like it's something else that you might want to eat.
Like a hot dog.
Okay. Yes, that was me. After we go out here and talk and see how excited that people here at the Snitty Pig are about our London trip. How about that? Look at these guys. Very excited about our London trip. How you doing, sir?
Lame him.
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Gordon Keith, the Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. What's your name?
Greg.
What you doing, Greg?
Having breakfast.
What you eating? Eating something vegetarian there?
Actually, no. I've got a migas, and it's really good.
Oh, yeah.
Sausage? Migas. You eat a lot of sausage?
Oh, yeah.
How much sausage would you say that you've consumed in your lifetime?
Today or in my lifetime?
A lot, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you a Democrat or a Republican?
I'm a Republican.
Okay, did you...
I'm not even a Republican. I'm a Tea Party person.
Whoa. Do you think that Obama's doing a good job?
Absolutely not.
What do you think's the worst thing that he's done?
Where do I start? Let's start with all the executive orders. And Obamacare is probably number one. I don't like any of his foreign policy. He doesn't support Israel. He's more...
No, some more sausage. She wants to know if you want more sausage. So you're not an Obama fan?
Oh, not at all, no.
Okay. All right. What about you? Are you a Tea Party guy?
Say go. We'll go with Republican.
Republican. You're not quite as conservative as he is?
Quite as conservative, but...
You see that? Look at that hot mother over there. Oh, he's getting... He's blushing there. Yeah, he's looking at her. Let's go talk to the hot mother over here. How are you? I can't talk to you? It's Halloween.
Hi.
We're talking Halloween. What's your name? Just first name. First name only.
Liz.
Liz. And I'm assuming that this is your sister, daughter?
This is my daughter, yes.
Daughter. And can I talk to her? Okay, let's find out what she thinks about Halloween. How are you? What's your name, Liz?
My name is Mallory.
Oh, Mallory. Your mother's name is what?
Lizzie.
There you go. You got it right. And Mallory, what are you going to dress up for as Halloween? Are you just going as...
A ladybug.
Oh, how cute. A ladybug. A ladybug. What did you go as last year?
What, Mom?
Oh, you went as a ladybug last year. Mom's saving on costume money is what she's doing there. Times are tight. Isn't that right? Mallory. Okay. Who is your favorite cartoon character?
Peter Rabbit.
Wow, that's old school. That's old school. And do you have brothers and sisters?
Uh-uh.
Just only child?
I have a brother.
You have a brother. Oh, okay. What's his name?
I don't have a brother.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Brother on the way.
Oh, brother on the way. Oh, you got one in the oven there.
Yes.
Same father?
Oh.
Yes.
Right. Very nice. Very nice. And Mallory, what color is your room?
Pink.
Oh, I could have predicted
Yay.
That.
Yay.
Mallory, do you know who George Dunham is?
No,
a lot of people don't know.
No.
Do you know what the name of our president is? No? Can you count to 10?
Man, you're making her like take an SAT here this morning.
That's not too hard, is it?
She's
count
starting to sweat.
Count to 10. Do you know who the Dallas Cowboys are? Thank you for talking. What's your favorite candy?
Purple.
Thank you so much.
What about not
so
purple?
Much,
she had a funny voice.
A sweet little girl.
Really
there.
Cute.
Purple.
All right. Let's talk to this guy. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine.
You got a lot of tattoos for... Oh, and you got the plugs in the ears, too.
Yes, I do.
Why are you... But you're dressed conservatively. Did you have to cut off your hair after you were paroled?
I'm just about to head to work.
What you do for a living?
I work for a retail company.
Generic.
Boy, that's generic. So untraceable. And did you used to lead a wilder life?
I guess you could say that. Served in the Army.
The Army? What is the thing on your arm here?
Just a sleeve of tattoos.
Sleeve of tattoos. And do they have any special significance?
Yes.
Ooh.
Could you tell me what that significance is?
No.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
He's about to...
Okay.
He hates you.
Boy. Is it about someone who's passed on?
Oh, yes.
My
okay.
God.
Someone that you knew were very close to, or?
No.
Is the answer the devil?
No.
Can I see it?
Going to take a swing at him.
He is.
Do it.
It is a large cross with a crown of thorns on top of it, with the purple here representing Lent.
Not purple!
Which is, you see, often Lent. And there are two revolvers that are crossed up above the cross. What did Jesus carry revolvers?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Oh, man.
That's for the it's Texas Motor Speedway.
Odd. Yeah. Well, thank you for your time. What's your name?
Greg.
I'd like to thank him for his service, even though you didn't.
Yeah.
Well, we need to chase down that military record. I'm not so sure about that. Let's talk to this married couple here. You married?
No, we're not. I'm married, not to her.
Oh, no.
Okay.
All right. What are y'all doing out having breakfast this morning?
Just don't tell my wife.
How long have you been married, sir?
I've been married for 8 years.
Sound like it's a long 8 years.
No, it's not. It's been a good 8 years.
And who is this woman you're with?
A friend of ours. We go to the races with her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my wife's been sick, so she had to go work out. She skipped all week, so she wanted to make sure she got a workout in. But
Ebola?
No Ebola. We took temperatures, so she's good.
Guy's got pipes.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
he does.
Do you smoke?
Pipes.
No, I do not smoke.
I didn't think anybody in this town
had
pipes.
Yes, I used to smoke.
What did you smoke?
Cigarettes.
I know. What brand?
Marlboro Red.
Red. See, that's the problem. You smoked with cigarettes. What about you, ma'am? Do you smoke?
I did.
What did you smoke?
A
pole?
God.
No.
What did you smoke?
Just marbles.
Okay. Well, that's good. And are you married?
No.
Interesting. All right. So you guys are trying to mix in a third? That's nice.
Gosh.
Thank you for your service.
Service?
I just assume everyone had service. How are you guys doing? Welcome to the Snitty Pig.
Thank you.
You're scaring off customers.
No, I'm not scaring them off. They love me. What are you waiting for, ma'am?
A picture.
Don't you want to, who's your favorite? You love George, right?
She loves all of us.
I don't know that I have a favorite.
Yeah.
See?
It's like picking among your children, right?
Yeah. You can't really do that.
What's your favorite ticket moment of all time, listening to the musers? Muser moment.
When you guys have to pick out your funniest moments.
Well, that's kind of like Inception there. Her funniest moment is our funniest moment.
I'm going to have to think about this for a while. Well, thank you, ma'am, for showing up here. Are you excited about London?
Yes. I'm ready for the game.
Okay, I'm finished. I'm just a guest. Good. That was good.
Finished. Okay. There is the great Gordo out and about here at Snooty Pig. Up